A recent study led by Bryony Swire Thompson, a doctoral candidate in cognitive psychology at the University of Western Australia, documents the ineffectiveness of evidence-based information in refuting incorrect beliefs. In 2015, Swire Thompson and her colleagues presented about 2,000 adult Americans with one of two statements: vaccines cause autism, or Donald Trump said that vaccines cause autism. Trump has repeatedly suggested there's a link, despite the lack of scientific evidence for it. Not surprisingly, participants who are Trump supporters showed a decidedly stronger belief in the misinformation when it had Trump's name attached to it. Afterward, the participants were given a short explanation, citing a large-scale study, for why the vaccine autism link was false, and they were asked to reevaluate their belief in it. The participants, across the political spectrum, now accepted that the statements claiming the link were untrue, but testing them again a week later showed that their belief in the misinformation had bounced back to nearly the same level. Other studies have shown that evidence undermining lies may in fact strengthen belief in them. People are likely to think that familiar information is true, so anytime you retract it, you run the risk of making it more familiar, which makes that retraction actually less effective, ironically, over the long term, says Swire Thompson. I experienced this phenomenon not long after I spoke to Swire Thompson. When a friend sent me a link to an article ranking the 10 most corrupt political parties in the world, I promptly posted it to a WhatsApp group of about 100 high school friends from India. The reason for my enthusiasm was that the fourth spot in the ranking was held by India's Congress Party, which in recent decades has been implicated in numerous corruption scandals. I chortled with glee because I'm not a fan of the party. But shortly after sharing the article, I discovered that the ranking, which included parties from Russia, Pakistan, and Uganda, wasn't based on any metrics. It had been done by a site called BBC NewsPoint, which sounded like a credible source. But I found out that it had no connection to the British Broadcasting Corporation. I posted an apology to the group, noting that the article was, in all likelihood, fake news. That didn't stop others from reposting the article to the group several times over the next day. I realized that the correction I'd posted had not had any effect. Many of my friends, because they shared my antipathy toward the Congress Party, were convinced the ranking was true, and every time they shared it, they were unwittingly, or perhaps knowingly, nudging it toward legitimacy. Countering it with fact would be in vain. What, then, might be the best way to impede the fleet-footed advance of untruths into our collective lives? The answer isn't clear. Technology has opened up a new frontier for deceit, adding a 21st-century twist to the age-old conflict between our lying and trusting selves.